This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm no stranger.
No stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes? Me.
I fought with the devil.
I fought with the devil.
Got down on his level.
But I never gave in, so he gave up on me.
Definitely fought with the devil.
I'm straight.
Only one because of God.
I can spot the bad weather, and I'm good at finding.
You don't need me to spot the bad weather for you. You can see it. You got to come together, ladies and gentlemen. Got to turn against our differences and join together under God.
Crucified by lovers,
but through it all, I withstood the pain. I'm no stranger. Two final calls before Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Dustin in Florida, thanks for holding. Where are you at and how's it going?
I'm in Naples, Florida, man. We got hit pretty good here by that hurricane.
Yeah, you were right in the epicenter. You got creamed. What's going on?
Oh yeah, man. Power's still out. Barely getting a phone call through. No data whatsoever. No stores open. No gas. No ice. So you know it's pretty bad. Trees down. Branches broken everywhere. And it just made me realize how important everything you sell is very important to have, you know, because if you don't have it, you're in some trouble.
What else is happening with the hurricane, brother?
Yeah, it's they're cleaning it up pretty good, but I do have to say one thing, Pfizer, because I'm at the 999 Vanderbilt Beach Boulevard, which is the Pfizer building. And it has a concrete parking garage. So they did save my life, not by the vaccine, but by the bridge or by the parking garage. So I parked here and rode that thing out, man. It was pretty wild, really wild.
Well, we're glad you're alive, brother. They're saying hundreds of dead.
Yeah. That's very sad. I'm going to go into town here and go see Seat Table, Alfie Oaks. See if he needs some more drivers, because that's what I do. I drive truck. See if he needs some help over there, you know. But yeah, that was a bad one.
Absolutely, brother. We're glad you're okay, Dustin. You know? Anything else you'd like to add?
No, man. That all the storable food and everything like that. People really need to get that stuff. It's very important. If and when they do shut the grid down and all the cell phone service, man, you do not realize how important.
Oh, absolutely. Everything we do is to get our message out and sell somebody something they need. Everything we do is a moral decision. This is quality. You need it. If you choose to get it, it's great. PrepareToday.com. Thank you so much, Dustin. Austin in Tennessee. Go ahead, Austin, final caller.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Great to talk to you. God bless you. First-time caller, long-time listener. Love your products and your book. I just wanted to share some advice that my father has given me about starting locally with our research. We're both big into history. And that cross-country runner that was featured in an article on your show from Bartlett, Tennessee, a week or two ago, was actually from the high school that I attended and graduated from, and I was a runner there. And I will say any runner in that kind of shape is not going to have a blockage without some cause of it. So they are still pushing the vaccines pretty hard. I'm trying to do some research locally with my resources to see if he had been vaccinated. But my daughter is 10 months old. We took her for a checkup, and they were constantly, the pediatrician was trying to push the vaccine on her. So it is still.
I totally forgot. The Washington Post wrote an article saying secretly inject children without parental consent today. I mean, this is evil.
It is true evil, and my wife and I have had, you know, pretty serious conversations because she, you know, believes big in medicine, and we've got, you know, professionals in the family, and both of them have recommended not to get it, including my own doctor. He said if I had any children, I would not inject them.
I was about to say, tell your wife you're vindicated. It's all come out as a fraud. Sorry, I got to cut you loose. God bless you. Paul Joseph Watson, from England takes over in T-minus 60 seconds. Incredible job, crew. Owen Schroyer live in 1 hour.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Yo, live it is, the Summit News Hour, September 29th, 2022. Raft of news to cover during the course of the next 60 minutes. We've got the latest on the pipeline explosion. Of course, we know only Russia carries out false flags. There's no possibility whatsoever that anyone else was involved, right? Well, maybe not. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into the latest on vaccines, the 100% safe and effective jibby jab proving not so 100% safe and effective. Going to get into the state of woke policing in the United Kingdom, their latest intervention into the free speech issue as it relates to big tech social media, and then what they're actually doing in the real world when it comes to preying on the general public. Let's start off with some good news, though, because God knows there's a lot of bad news to cover in terms of censorship. Now, I talked about it last week on the show. PayPal had this new purge of customers, of businesses, of organizations. They took down the accounts of Toby Young, the Daily Skeptic, the Free Speech Union, all in one go. Of course, they claimed it was just a coincidence that they took them all down in one go. They took down the accounts of parents' groups who were highlighting the massive damage caused by lockdown against children, their speech patterns being delayed, their learning difficulties accelerating, symptoms of autism, loneliness, suicide, everything that lockdown wrought. They were drawing attention to that. No, you can't monetize that. You can't fundraise off that. They were banned. Gays Against Groomers, of course, in the United States, campaigning against drag queens, men in dresses, being able to sexualize themselves in front of toddlers. Can't do that. They were banned, and it created a massive backlash. Now, of course, the common refrain is, well, PayPal's a private company, it can do what it wants. Well, not in the United Kingdom, because in the United Kingdom, PayPal is regulated by the Financial Services Regulator, which state directly in their terms that financial platforms have to treat everybody equally, no matter their view, no matter their political approach. Well, with the Daily Skeptic, there's actually been a victory. We have the headline here, out of dailyskeptic.org. Again, questions asked in Parliament. You had 42 MPs write a letter to the business secretary, Rees-Mogg, urging him to hold PayPal to account. A lot of questions actually asked by media outlets, and it's finally worked. We've actually won one. Oh, my God. Will all those people who got banned by PayPal years ago, me included, Alex Jones included, everyone else who got banned years ago by PayPal, be reinstated? Well, we don't want to be reinstated because we don't want to use their service. But as of 5:30 p.m. a couple of evenings ago, PayPal notified Toby Young that it has restored all three of the accounts it cancelled a couple of weeks ago, only after massive pressure, only after questions being asked in Parliament, only after the government threatening to pass new laws, because there are actually some good people within the Conservative Party, within the government in the United Kingdom, believe it or not, threatening to pass laws that would hold PayPal to account, and of course the massive backlash online. It took that for them to restore the accounts of these organizations after a week of public pressure. They finally backed down. Now, of course, it takes them about an hour of public pressure by pink-haired mobs on Twitter to get someone cancelled on PayPal, or indeed many other platforms. They cave immediately whenever that happens, but it literally took a week of government pressure, of massive media coverage, of questions being asked in Parliament for them to back down, and they did back down. Now, I'm not sure about Gays Against Groomers, if they got their account back. Certainly Toby Young did, the Free Speech Union did. It was a victory, but of course, PayPal is a completely unsafe platform. Nobody should be using it, even if they do restore the accounts. You should never use it again. And to his credit, that's exactly what Toby Young has said, despite the fact that this represented a third of account users in terms of the people who were paying their monthly fees to the Free Speech Union. That income for them was wiped out. I think he said it was something like £200,000 a year, wiped out in one go, but he's not going to use them again, and he's going to continue to push for this new law, an amendment to a bill already in Parliament, to make sure that legally PayPal cannot ban people for their political views, as they continue to do. That's the good news. Now, let's get into the bad news. Reclaim the Net reports YouTube says Giorgia Meloni family values speech was mistakenly removed. This is actually, turns out, good news, originally bad news. Of course, Giorgia Meloni, being the right-wing Italian candidate who won the election with her right-wing bloc, she's set to become prime minister within the course of a few weeks or months if they approve her. Of course, the EU is threatening sanctions because, God forbid, the Italian electorate would democratically vote someone into power that the EU doesn't like. We can't have that. They must be punished. Their citizens must be punished, fined. But she won the election. And YouTube responded by removing one of her speeches. Oh, but it was just a mistake. Reclaim the Net reports YouTube removed a video featuring incoming Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. The video is of a speech. You've probably seen it by now. It went ultra viral. She gave at the 2019 World Congress of Families, where she focused on family values. Again, she basically said, you know, I'm Italian, I'm Christian, I'm a mother, this is my identity, there's nothing wrong with defending our identity, everyone else does it, this is my nationality, there's nothing wrong with national identity, there's nothing wrong with gender identity, there's nothing wrong with family identity, we're going to defend it. Quote, she said, I can't define myself as Italian, Christian, woman, mother. No, I must be citizen X, gender X, parent 1, parent 2, I must be a number. For pointing out that basic reality, her speech was deleted, censored by YouTube. It was only after a backlash again, and after YouTube was contacted by media outlets, that they said the video was censored in error. It wasn't censored in error. Obviously, probably one screeching pink-haired moron complained about it, and it was like, yes, sir, it's gone. Well, now it's finally being restored. But then we have this, also a headline out of Reclaim the Net, or reclaimthenet.org, Twitter hides all videos in search results for Italy's next Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni. Yeah, she may be the next leader of a major European country, but if you want to see her speeches on Twitter, well, you can't, because they've hidden them. Twitter is suppressing video searches for Giorgia Meloni, who was this week elected as Italy's first woman Prime Minister. I mean, I don't know why I'm surprised. They banned the President of the United States nearly 2 years ago. Why am I even surprised? At the time of writing, when Twitter users type her name in the search bar and choose videos, no results come up. An archive of the search captured the censorship. And I tested this about half an hour ago. You can search for her on the top searches. If you search for her on the video tab, nothing comes up. You can't watch any of her videos on Twitter via that search method. YouTube censors another CPAC video, gives the channel a strike. So this was, of course, the Conservative Political Action Conference. They had an event in Texas. They had Donald Trump, Senator Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan, and others making speeches. Can't do that. This video was removed for violating the platform's policy on misinformation. So they've got a strike now, so they could be permanently banned. Communication platform Front deplatforms the Babylon Bee. course, the Babylon Bee was basically deplatformed by Twitter back in March. They still have an account there, technically, but they refused to delete their offending tweet, which I think was some kind of transgender joke. God forbid! And now they've been deplatformed by their mail provider, and that mail provider is called Front. Don't use Front. It's an unsafe platform. Babylon Bee political satire website announced its internal email service provider withdrew its services without explanation. That's an unsafe platform. Of course, the only benefit of mail service providers, mass email service providers, is you can just download the email list and switch it to another. Can't do that with things like PayPal really very easily. Ko-fi unpublishes page of UK Women's Rights Group. You can't argue for women having their own spaces within locker rooms, shower rooms, without men in dresses showing their cock and balls in public. That's bad. You're an extremist. Can't have that. Conservatives for Women, a UK campaign group that works to raise awareness of issues which threaten the safety and dignity of women, has had the page it uses to accept donations unpublished by the donation and membership platform Ko-fi. Ko-fi is an unsafe platform to accept any donations. Cancel your account right now. And we've got even more after the break. Summit.news. We'll be back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets. and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Live from the Summit.News headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now we have trust in UK police forces across the country collapsing on a year-by-year basis because, again, as we've seen to some extent in the United States, but nowhere near as bad, they seem to be more concerned with virtue signaling than policing actual crimes, than catching actual criminals. We had an article a few days ago, headline, Major London Department Store Gives Up on Calling Police to Catch Shoplifters. And we're seeing the same kind of mass looting that you've seen in major cities, in progressive cities in the United States, spreading here in the UK too. Now London Department Store Fortnum & Mason has given up on calling police to catch shoplifters and is instead using its own private detectives to apprehend thieves. Because, again, they're not responding to the calls, and if they are, they're turning up an hour later. They're not investigating them. Between 200,000 and 300,000 shoplifting offences go punished every year, while untold thousands more are never even reported. And, of course, they say it's because the police have a lack of resources. We have a situation in major cities in the UK where car theft has effectively been decriminalised. They have a 0.5% success rate in London of solving car thefts. In 2015, the National Police Chiefs Council in the United Kingdom said that police officers would be unable to respond to some burglaries. And then in 2018, it was revealed that two-thirds of burglaries are not even investigated. So they can't investigate real crimes. Trust in police is collapsing. But you know what they can investigate? Mean and naughty words said by members of the general public. And we have a video about this right now. I'll come back and talk about it after. Let's roll the first 5 minutes of this, though. This is called This Shocked Even Me. And this is what is happening. While they police mean tweets, naughty words, crime is exploding, they can't deal with it, but they can deal with the public swearing. Let's roll the clip. Look, I know I bang on about the state of policing in the UK, but this one shocked even me. And this comes courtesy of Crime Botch. I'll subscribe to their channel in the description. So this cop sits outside this dude's house for hours waiting for him to come home, point without stopping, just so he can tell him off like a naughty child before he demands the guy give his name, to which he refuses. Then this happens.
Robert, what's going on now?
Call the SWAT team.
Robert!
Your language is a public order offence, that.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Really? It is. On my property.
People can hear. The public can hear.
On my property.
The public can hear. The public can hear. Stop swearing.
The public can hear. What public? You're on a quiet residential street in what looks like a rural area.
It's a public order offence, that.
Who's upset? Is there a squirrel in that tree that felt offended? For causing offence, Byrakhead then proceeds to invade the guy's property and try to put him under arrest.
Stop swearing.
What?
You're under arrest. Come here.
Get off
your property now.
Excuse me. Rob.
Police now. You are my property. I'm in the
right, enough, Robert.
Are you
plastic? No, he's not.
Charlie,
you want
me a
231? No, he's not.
Get on the floor now.
Oh, my God.
Robert, stop assaulting. You're under arrest. Point police.
You're assaulting him! Leave him!
Come on,
you're on our property!
Stop resisting arrest!
What are you arresting him for?
Robert, you're under arrest.
What are you arresting him for?
You are on my property or the office.
Please.
Robert.
Rob. Just let him do it, if that's the case. What is it, Robert? Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him! Why are you doing this?
Off now!
And the struggle continues for several minutes longer. There's also a swift elbow to the face.
Get off now!
Oh, you don't need to do that! You just elbowed him in the side of the head. He just wants you off his property.
Assaulted me.
He's not assaulted you. You've assaulted him. Oh, I'm going to...
Call the police.
Put your hand on your back now. Get on your back.
Oh, my God, he's not a terrorist.
Dude then begs for water because of the pepper spray.
Water.
Oh, my God, what is it? What is it? What is it?
What's he actually done? Look, okay. Don't hold up, water. No worse. Just keep waiting.
No, he knows what's
going on. No.
It's
a captor.
He's
a spray.
Don't
go water.
Down your
back. Down your back.
He's spraying fish at home. Well, you should have got a bath on the oxygen. What's the manager? I've never seen anything like it. We're not criminals.
Criminals? Is it really important to go after criminals when mean words have been spoken? So he's in handcuffs, he's been pepper sprayed in the face for saying a naughty word. Maybe time to de-escalate now? No, you know what this situation needs? More police officers. Call in the cavalry. 7 more police officers in 6 more police cars to deal with this dangerous speech criminal.
And another one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 police officers. Wow, I can't believe this.
Yeah. Do you need us?
No, it's fine.
It's real overkill, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, even the tactical weapons unit, just to be on the safe side. As Crime Bodge explained, nation of the law.
There is no blanket prohibition on swearing in public. A Section 5 offence under the Public Order Act, which this man is arrested for, is only made out when a person engages in intensely threatening or abusive behaviour likely to cause alarm and distress to anyone in the vicinity. Well, it's not exactly the town square here, is it? Nor is anyone likely to find a person who would, surely, must be one.
Now, you can go watch the rest of that video, but basically what happens, he's carted off to prison. The other officers show up and start intimidating the wife because she almost swears, and they're like, oh, no! You'll be in prison with him too, basically. And then you look up Cheshire Police, this police unit that's involved in that, and they've got criminal drug gangs, migrants, coming in and grooming children as young as 10 to deal drugs on the streets in that area. They've got knife crime going through the roof, and much fewer people are being convicted of knife crime in that area. They've got all these real crimes going on, and they're literally preying on the public for swearing, and they wonder why trust in the police has collapsed. They wonder why criminals have no respect for the police. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about another police department, Essex Police, or Sussex Police, actually, and what they're doing to valiantly fight against dangerous criminals, in this case, by patrolling people's mean insults against convicted paedophiles on Twitter. You won't believe this. We'll come back and talk about it. On the other side, summit.news. Don't go away.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL that gives SinGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up. We're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So we have major department stores in London, like Fortnum and Mason, saying that they, quote, lost faith in the police. Just 1 in 6 shoplifting offences reported to the police have resulted in a charge. They're not even bothering to call the police anymore. 300,000 shoplifting offences go unpunished every year in the country. Car theft has effectively been decriminalised. They've got 0.5% success rate. They're telling Brits that they're not even going to attend burglaries. 2/3 of burglaries in the country go unsolved. Despite that, they have plenty of resources to patrol mean words said by the general public. Back in June, a man was jailed for 20 weeks for the crime of posting offensive George Floyd memes in a private
private WhatsApp and Facebook chat group. In 2017, it was reported that British police had arrested 3,395 people for offensive online comments in the space of a year. And despite the backlash, despite the government and the police chief union literally telling them to stop doing this, they just keep doing it. You saw the video we just played. They preyed upon a man, arrested him for base. And now we have this. UK Police Department savage for defending convicted serial pedophile against hate. Yes, we need to protect the feelings of convicted nonsense. That's what the police department is busy doing on social media. And this is Sussex Police, who responded to posts from women's rights campaigners who expressed concerns that the 58-year-old transgender pedophile, going by the name of Sally Ann Dixon, could be incarcerated in a woman's prison. So basically, this convicted nonce who had committed 30 indecent assaults against children from 1989 to 96, 7 direct sexual abuse. I mean, it took him, what, 25 years to catch him? Great, you finally caught him after 25 years. All these crimes committed while he was a biological male. Now, he's still a biological male, by the way, no matter what he calls himself. So people got on the tweet. Sussex police were celebrating this conviction, which took him 25 friggin' years. They were patting themselves on the back. And people were in the comments on Twitter saying, hang on a minute, why are you calling this person a man, a woman, when it's a man? When all the crimes were committed before he said he was a woman, why are you referring to him as a woman? Will this individual, this man, be put in a women's prison, and will the crime be reported or recorded as a crime committed by a woman? And what was the response from Sussex Police? Well, they said this, quote, "Hi, Sussex Police do not tolerate any hateful comments. Don't make fun of the nonce towards their gender identity, regardless of crimes committed." So this pedophile literally assaulted 30 kids. But regardless of that, don't be mean to him on Twitter, or the police may come after you. This is the situation we have in the UK right now. They went on to say this is irrelevant to the crime that has been committed and investigated. Now, again, after a backlash, and there have been plenty of occasions when they didn't apologise, but in this case they were forced to apologise because the Home Secretary literally had to intervene and basically said, stop policing pronouns on Twitter and go catch some real frigging criminals. So they had to come out and apologise, but no doubt this is going to happen again and again and again because they don't get the message. Then more information about this police force has come out. Police force that defended convicted pedophile against hateful comments enforces gender-neutral warrant cards. Yes, they won't even record their own employees, their own officers, as male or female anymore. They give them gender-neutral cards. They don't even identify their actual gender. The same police force that is patrolling people's insults towards convicted pedophiles on Twitter also faced ridicule in 2017, when one of their sergeants took to Twitter to warn high street stores that putting, quote, feminine care signs on women's sanitary products was transphobic and breached gender equality rules. Woke policing is out of control. We've got actual crimes. We've got runaway shoplifting, which is being exacerbated by the cost of living crisis. They're not interested in any of it. They complain about a lack of resources, where many of their resources are being spent on patrolling mean words on social media websites. It's absolutely pathetic and a sign of the increasing managed decline of the country. But it's not as bad. It's not quite as bad as what's happening in Germany. This video is called You'll Barely Believe This, The Stasi Returns. Let's roll this clip. I often highlight the chilling examples of how people in the UK are being harassed, interrogated and arrested for offensive speech. But it's nothing compared to what's happening in Germany. This shocked even me. The New York Times revealed the details of treatment received by thousands of Germans who have been charged for online speech crimes since 2018. Reclaim the Net published a great summary of the findings. And what's unfolding in Germany sounds nightmarish. Regular home police raids of thought criminals, which are filmed by local TV news stations to publicly humiliate them. Their cell phones are seized and then sent to labs to investigate for further offensive content. Internet hate speech investigators who track people down for infractions, such as comparing COVID lockdowns to historical acts of oppression. I try to find out what they do in their normal life, one of these investigators told the Times. If I find where they live or their relatives, then I can get the real person. The internet does not forget. One man had his home raided for falsely attributing a quote about immigration to a German politician. Yeah, misquoting someone now apparently makes you a target of the speech crime stormtroopers. The accused bears the risk of spreading a false quote without checking it, the prosecutor said. Yeah, that's a real statement. Ever posted a quote meme and then realized it's not accurate? Well, if you're in Germany, get ready for a firm knock on the door. The head of Germany's Federal Criminal Police Office, Holger Munch, said, quote, we are making it clear that anyone who posts hate messages must expect the police to be at the front door afterward. Truly outrageous. Wouldn't look out of place in the 1930s. Another Twitter user had their home raided by six German police officers after they tweeted, do bish so on Pimmel, you are such a penis, at a city senator who had broken the local social distancing rules that he was responsible for enforcing. Another activist who posted a similar message in response to a German politician's Facebook post, had his home raided and devices seized. They were not here because I'm suspected of murdering someone, the activist told the Times. I was just suspected of insulting someone online. Another anonymous Twitter user called a journalist stupid, was then unmasked and fined €1,000. Another individual was fined €10,000 for insulting Turkish immigrants. And apparently none of this goes far enough. They're trying to make the hate speech laws even more draconian. And what is hate speech? Calling journalists stupid, highlighting the hypocrisy of politicians, dissenting against lockdown policies. It's all utter bollocks. They call it hate speech when in reality it's just criticizing and making fun of people in authority. That's what hate speech laws are designed to do. They're passed on the phony justification of protecting minorities, when ultimately they only serve to protect those in power. Now the German Greens want to establish reporting centers for neighbours to snitch on each other for offensive speech. There's a task force located in the city of Göttingen. Their HQ has vast hallways, bookshelves and desks filled with red evidence files containing printouts of German citizens' Facebook comments, tweets and Telegram posts. We're supposed to be thankful that the horrendous Stasi era ended 30 years ago. That Germans are no longer placed under surveillance, harassed and arrested for things they say. Yet it's still happening to this day. Only in the name of political correctness. And never mind condemning it. Most people don't even know it's happening. And if they do, they think it's a good thing. We'll be back in the next segment with the latest about the Russian pipeline explosion. And we're also going to talk about a new policy by Virgin Atlantic where transgender people at 30,000 feet while you're travelling 500 miles an hour in a tin can will be able to wear dresses. Yes, very important development. Men will be able to wear dresses on Virgin Atlantic Airlines. We'll tell you about it on the other side. Summit.news, don't go away.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, another aspect of this woke policing crisis in the UK that I forgot to mention is this. We had riots over the past few weeks between Hindu and Muslim groups in Leicester, a multicultural city, which is very much proving that diversity isn't a strength, because they've had running battles with each other over a dispute, apparently over a cricket match. Religious sites have been attacked. Injuries have occurred. Dozens of arrests. Police officers attacked. If it was native white people attacking mosques, there'd be national hand-wringing. There'd be a moral panic. Because it's happening between Muslims and Hindus in Leicester, and we have to pretend that diversity is a strength. There's basically minimal media coverage. Now it's ended completely. But the Spectator writer, Douglas Murray, penned an article about these ethnic riots in Leicester, and he was then confronted on social media by the police on Twitter because he wrote an article about it. Again, they're more concerned about what people say about it on Twitter, what published best-selling authors say about it, than actually dealing with it in real life. And he writes in The Spectator this week, "I'm in trouble with the police." So he wrote an article about these ethnic clashes between Hindu and Muslim gangs in Leicester, and he basically made a joke about, oh, there aren't enough gay cops, there aren't enough transgender cops dancing the Macarena to deal with this. This prompted a response from the police on Twitter, because they haven't got anything frigging more important to do, apparently. Knife crime, drug gangs, forget about it. No, what's more important is owning a published author on Twitter. Sir David Thompson, the chief constable of West Midlands Police, responded to Murray's article by writing, quote, "If Mr. Murray were to rise from his comfortable chair and toddle up to the West Midlands, he would find plenty of women in LGBT offices more than capable of putting him on his backside if he came at them waving his sharp fountain pen." So basically, an underhanded threat to physically abuse this published author because he wrote an article saying that diversity maybe isn't a strength when it causes ethnic riots on the streets of major UK cities. Again, more important things than the knife crime, the grooming gangs, the drug gangs. More important is to own Douglas Murray on Twitter, apparently. Now let's go to this next video, because on that subject we have a new Prime Minister in the United Kingdom who, again, is very much like the old boss. We're not going to see reductions in immigration. We're not going to see the boat migrants being intercepted, any kind of normal, sensible border policy under Liz Truss. This is called Meet the New Boss, same as the old boss. Let's play it.
14% of the UK's population is now foreign-born. For decades, the equivalent of a medium-sized city in immigrants has been added to the population every single year. White Brits are now a minority in London, the capital of England. We're now seeing violent running street battles between different ethnic groups in Leicester, a city which has seen its native population decrease by an average of 10% every 10 years. Grooming gang scandals seem to be never-ending. You know what the UK needs more of, though? Immigration. That's the view of new Conservative Prime Minister Liz Truss, a woman who completely ignored the subject of immigration and boat migrants during the course of her entire campaign. Truss wants to loosen rules on migrants entering Britain in order to boost the economy. She also wants to relax the criteria on migrants having to learn to speak basic English. Gotta keep them GDP numbers up, and if it means sacrificing the identity of the country, so what? Her own Home Secretary is having to beg Truss to maintain a Tory election promise to cut immigration levels. But should we really be surprised? From the end of the 90s, when the Blair government set about imposing a programme of deliberate mass immigration, done, according to one of his advisers, to rub the right's nose in diversity and change the electoral demographic makeup of the country, net immigration to the UK surged to 349,000 by 2004. It was even higher in 2015, 5 years after the so-called Conservatives had been in power, at 379,000. In 2020, after the Brexit vote, it was still at 374,000 a year. Apparently for Liz Truss, that's not enough. We need more. Just goes to show, doesn't it, whoever's in charge, they follow the same policy. And until someone like Nigel Farage forms an entirely new party predicated on this key issue of mass migration, forcing the Conservatives to act conservative like he did with Brexit, it's very much a case of meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Now, Europe also continues to enjoy the benefits of mass migration. Breitbart reports migrants from Ukraine engaging in welfare tourism in Germany. CDU boss there, getting welfare payments upon entering Germany, no questions asked, no proof. They're just given handouts by the government, taxpayer funded. Going back to Ukraine, back to live in Ukraine, then coming back to Germany and picking up the welfare payments once again. We saw the same thing in Sweden with migrants from the Middle East and North Africa, where a study has shown that 4 out of 5 refugees who apparently are fleeing persecution and war have gone back to holiday to take vacations in their countries of origin, and then have come back to Sweden time and time again, back and forth, back and forth. They're so persecuted, they're so oppressed, they're so war-torn, that they keep going home for holidays. Interesting, that, isn't it? I want to get to this final video now, though, because we have a new policy announced by Virgin Atlantic, and it's the transgender-friendly uniform policy. Let's roll this clip. Here it is.
Have you seen Virgin Atlantic's new promo? Yeah, Virgin Atlantic just reported losses of $638 million, and they thought this was the answer. Thank you. I mean, who wouldn't want to fly with what they're calling the, quote, queerest airline? Don't say you weren't warned. My primary concern while flying at 500 miles an hour at 30,000 feet in a metal tube is that she feels comfortable in they-them's tight red dress and heels.
Good morning, this is your captain speaking.
Rumours are that the entertainment channels on Virgin Atlantic have been replaced by a looped, never-ending video of a drag queen twerking.
Just move your bum up and down like that, and that's twerking.
The updated policies also provide an option for both Virgin Atlantic staff and passengers to wear pronoun badges to make sure they are addressed with consideration for their gender identity. The airline's ticketing systems will also allow people with a gender-neutral marker in the passport to use U or X gender codes on their booking, as well as the gender-neutral title, Mix. When one of the engines fails and the oxygen masks suddenly drop down, you can sit back, safe in the knowledge that no pronouns have been disrespected. When Islamic hijackers with box cutters order everyone to the back of the plane, you can relax, comforted by the reassurance that no one has been misgendered. In addition, Virgin Atlantic has updated its trans-inclusion policies, entitling members of this community to time off for medical treatments related to gender transition and allowing them to choose changing and shower facilities. What could possibly go wrong? After years of pandemic-impacted travel misery, what better way to reconnect with the average customer than to directly insert your company into one of the most polarizing culture war issues ever known? I'm sure that'll go down well. Here in the UK, Virgin Atlantic just ran a months-long TV advertising campaign celebrating diversity. One notable absence in that commercial: no white men. Apparently diversity doesn't include them. Wonder if these guys will be on board for planes flying out of Dubai, Jeddah and Islamabad. Somehow, I doubt it. Now, on that tranny agenda issue, we have actually a good development, in a sense. Telegraph reports exclusive trans charity mermaids to be investigated by Charity Commission. This is a taxpayer-funded charity for transgender youths, which is now being investigated by this regulatory committee because it has been found to be sending potentially dangerous breast-binding devices to children behind their parents' backs and discussing with them how puberty-blocking drugs are totally reversible. So actually good news that they're now being investigated again. Breast-binding devices. Remember the old foot-binding devices for Chinese women? It's basically physical abuse. It's torture. The pipeline issue is still very hot. No evidence US involved in Nord Stream pipeline attack, because the Pentagon said so, and you can believe them. We've investigated ourselves and found that we did nothing wrong. Russia asked Biden directly if he carried out his threat to destroy Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Also got German investigators saying that explosive devices with the equivalent comparable to 500 kilograms of TNT must have been used in that event. Of course, the narrative continues to be that it was a Russian false flag because, as we know, only Russia carries out false flags. Why they would need to blow up pipelines which weren't even active, weren't even sending gas to Europe, which were their only leverage over Europe, when they could have attacked the Norwegian pipeline, which was actually sending gas to Europe and wasn't that far away, remains to be seen. But again, the narrative is the evil Russians did it. It was a Russian false flag. Don't ask any other questions. It's going to wrap it up for the show. Coming up next, War Room with Owen Schroyer. Summit.news. Keep it locked in. Right away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.